I didn't need to come share the God's words with you. So this morning we're going to talk about the resurrection of Christ. Let's pray. That we come to you, Lord, to worship you. You are the King of Kings and you are the Lord of Lords. So this morning, set your thrones among us. So that when we come to you, we give all the glory to you. And send your spirits among us. Lead us into your truth.
让我们走上十字架的道路,
take us onto the path of the cross.
引导我们进入你的荣耀里,
lead us into your glory.
奉耶稣基督的名,
in Jesus' name I pray.
Amen. 我们这次的主题就是进入基督的丰盛。
Our topic is to go into the abundance of Christ.
昨天晚上我们就讲就是享受基督的同在。
Last night we talked about the enjoyment of his indwelling.
我们讲到就是得到基督的安息。
We talk about how we enter into his peace.
今天早上我们就讲就是经历基督的复活。
So this morning we talk about how do we experience his resurrection.
我们在唱诗的时候我们就反映出就是我们信徒在基督里那个崇高的地位。
So when we sing the song, we are agreeing his glorious position.
就是我们看到就是耶稣基督已经复活了。
Is that Jesus Christ has resurrected.
耶稣已经活在我们的信里面。
Christ now lives in me.
可是很多时候我们信里面还有一个苦闷。
And a lot of times we still have this one doubt.
就是很多时候我们 觉得就是我们地位是崇高的,
is that sometimes you know our position is high.
可是很多时候我们的生活却是很跌倒的。
But yet we live a fallen life.
以致很多时候就是我们有这种苦闷。
So a lot of times we have these questions.
我们也会有一种渴望。
And we have this longing.
就是我们怎么能够进入基督那复活的生命。
Is that how do we enter into his resurrected life?
今天早上当我们看这个经文的时候,
so this morning when we read this passage,
我们先读马太福音第16章21到26节。
Let's read Matthew chapter 16:21-28.
16章16:21-26.
Chapter 16 of Matthew is 21-26. For that time, Jesus began to show his disciples that he must go to Jerusalem, suffer many things from the elders and chief priests and scribes, and be killed, and be raised up on the third day. Peter took him aside and began to reproach him, saying, God forbid it, Lord, this shall never happen to you. But he turned and said to Peter, get behind me, Satan, you are a stumbling block to me, for you are not setting your mind on God's interest, but men's. Then Jesus said to his disciples, if anyone wishes to come after me, he must deny himself, and take up his cross and follow me. For whoever wishes to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. For what will it profit a man if he gains the whole world and forfeits his soul? Or what will a man give in exchange for his soul?
这个经文是耶稣他服侍里面的一段非常重要的经文。
This is one of the more important messages that Jesus served.
我们可以说耶稣他自己服侍的高峰就是他被钉十字架。
And we could say that Jesus' service, the pinnacle of it is when he went up to the cross.
因为当我们看耶稣的服侍的时候,
so when we look at Jesus' ministry,
我们看到他来到传天国的福音,
we see that he come to preach the gospel of the heaven.
很多人都来到他面前来跟他。
A lot of people come and follow him.
我们看到耶稣他能行神迹奇事。
And we see that Jesus can perform miracles and signs.
他一摸病人就好了。
When he touched the sickness, now the person is healed.
病人就好了。
Through his words, the sick are healed.
他这样风浪可以平静。
And he can calm the storm.
这都是耶稣非常重要的一些事情。
But these are all important events that Jesus performed.
可是假如耶稣没有钉十字架,
but yet if Jesus did not go onto the cross,
这救恩就不能够完成,
then the salvation will not be completed.
以致我们现在也不能够坐在这里来享受神给我们的祝福。
And as a consequence, we will not receive his new life.
这就是说当我们看我们的服事的时候,
so what I'm saying is, when we look at the ministry,
同样的就是说假如我们觉得我们是跟从耶稣的,
similarly, if you think that you're following Christ,
钉十字架也是我们每个人的生命, 我们的服事一个高峰。
That means that for our ministries, our pinnacles would be dying on the cross.
我们可以做很多事情。
Now we can do a lot of things.
我们在教会里面可以很活跃。
In the church, we can be very active.
可是最重要的就是我们怎么能够与耶稣基督同钉十字架。
But most importantly is how do we die with Christ on the cross?
这个基督的钉十字架跟他的复活是一个硬币的两面。
Christ dying on the cross and his resurrection is the two sides of the coin.
就是他要先被钉十字架，然后才有复活。
Is that first he must die on the cross, then he can be resurrected.
以致我们同样的也是也要与他同钉十字架，以致我们才可以享受到复活的生命。
So similarly, we first need to die with him on the cross, then we can be reborn.
是当我们讲这复活的生命的时候，这复活的生命是怎么样的生命呢
？So when we talk about the life of resurrection, what is this new life?
这罗马书第六章第四到第六节就讲到，这个是一个得胜罪的一种生命。
In Romans chapter 6, 4 to 6, he talks about this new life, how it departs from sin.
至于保罗怎么说呢?
And what did Paul say?
这里就说第四节。
In Romans chapter 6,
所以我们借着洗礼、归入死和他一同埋葬，也是叫我们一举一动有新生的样式。
In Romans 6, 4, it says, therefore we have been buried with him through baptism into death.
像基督借着父的荣耀从死里复活一样
so that as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father
我们若是在他死的形状上与他联合也要在他复活的形状上与他联合
so that we may walk in newness of life with him for if we have become united with him in the likeness of his death
因为知道我们的罪人和他同钉十字架使罪身灭绝叫我们不再做罪的奴仆因为已死的人是脱离了罪
Knowing this, that our old self was crucified with him in order that our body of sin may be done away with so that we would no longer be slaves to sin.
所以当我们讲这复活的生命的时候就是这种得胜使到我们能够胜过罪的权势使到我们能够得到自由的一种生命。
So that when we talk about this resurrected life, this new life is a new life that now frees us from being slaves of sin.
我们不需要常常为了我们在道德上的失败而叹息。
That we no longer need to sign for our shortcomings in our morality.
我们可以活在这个复活生命那种荣耀跟能力里面。
But now we can live in this new life, the glory and the power, the strength of it.
接下来保罗也在第六章第九节这么说。
In Romans 6:9, Paul said this.
因为知道基督既从死里复活。就不再死，死也不再做他的王了。
Knowing that Christ, having been raised from the dead, is never to die again, death no longer is master over him.
他死是向罪死只有一次，他活着是向神活着。
For the death that he died to sin once for all, but that the life he lives to God.
所以在这里也是讲到就是复活的生命，使到我们不再怕死的权势。
So here, the resurrected life means that we no longer need to be fear of death.
很多人都怕死，是不是？
A lot of people afraid of death.
那可是当我们有基督的复活的大能在我们的生命的时候呢，我们就不会怕死。
Once you have the power of his resurrection, then we no longer fear death.
以致保罗也说我们不但不在死的权势之下而且我们现在还是向神而活
so that Paul tells us that we no longer live under the power of death but we live to God
接下来保罗又说
then Paul said
就是这个主这个生命是一种内住的主的生命
now this new life is the life of inside
在加拉太书第二章二十节
in Galatians 2:20
这里说我已经与基督同钉十字架现在活着的不再是我乃是基督在我里面活着
I have been crucified with Christ and it is no longer I who live but Christ lives in me
我如今活着是因信神的儿子他爱我为我舍己
and the life which I now live is the flesh is I live in the faith in the Son of God
所以当我讲这复活的生命的时候是怎么样的生命呢
So when we talk about the life of resurrection, what is this new life?
就是耶稣在我们的心里面居住所化出那种生命。
This new life is when Christ indwells in us, the life that he lives out.
可是当我们讲这个耶稣在我们里面内住又是什么意思呢
But what does it mean that Christ now dwells in me?
他不是在我们生命里面来做客。
that now he is no longer just a guest in our life.
他乃是在我们的生命来掌权。
But he comes to be the ruler.
唯有基督在我们每个人的生命来掌权的时候，我们才可经历到那耶稣基督复活的大能。
It is when Christ takes sovereignty in our life, then he is now our new life.
接下来，当我们看这个复活的生命的时候
，So when we look at this life of resurrection.
这个生命就是能够彰显主的生命。
This is the life that we can now reveal Christ.
所以保罗他就说，现在活的不再是我了，是基督。
So now Paul said, "This is no longer I, but Christ."
他在腓立比书也说，我活着就是基督。
Philippians he said, "I live for Christ."
就是当我们看这个人的时候，我们不再看到他那个原本那个。
That means that when other people see us, they no longer see our old self.
乃是我们看到就是一个人，他是彰显着基督耶稣那种荣美。
But now it's a new man reviewing the glory of Christ.
我们看到就是他有耶稣基督那种如何谦卑。
We see that now this person review the humbleness of Christ.
我们可以看到就是他有神那种形象那个荣美。
And now we see the image and likeness of Christ.
所以知道就是啊，这种生命就是别人所羡慕的一种生命。
And in other words, this new life is jealous, make other people jealous,
envy
of your new life.
因为呢，就是我们每个人都是按照神的形象来造的。
Because now we are all in the likeness and image of Christ.
在人犯罪之后，就是我们这个形象就受到毁坏。
When man sins, he says that the image of God is now damaged.
所以耶稣来到这世界，就是将这个神的形象再一次的还原。
So Christ came to make us reconcile and show this His image again.
直到就是我们不但能够彰显神那种荣美。
So not only now that we can reveal the likeness of God.
就使到我们世上别的人看到这个形象的时候，这不是我们以前所失去的吗？
So when people see us, they will realize that this is what they have lost.
因为我们人都渴慕有神那样的形象。
Because all men we long for the likeness of God.
因为我们都是按着神的形象而造的。
Because we are all built in the image and likeness of God.
最后就是这个复活的生命。是一个结果子的生命。
And lastly, this resurrection life is the life that bears fruit.
约翰福音第十二章二十四节，所以麦子若不落在地里死，人就是一粒。
In John 12:24, it says, "If a grain of wheat does not fall to the ground and die, it will not bear fruit."
或是死就结出许多的子粒来。
And after its death, it bears much fruit.
所以就是一个人他有这个复活的生命的时候，他就能够结出生命的果子。
So meaning that if one man is willing to die, then now he can bear much fruit.
就能够结出圣灵的果子来。
Now he can bear the fruits of the Holy Spirit.
他也能够结出这侍奉的果子来。
And this person can also bear the fruits of ministry.
以致我们在我们的生命里面，我们会感觉到我们是那种平凡的。
So now that you will feel extraordinary in your life.
我们不会感觉到我们不结果子的。
You will feel that now you can bear fruit.
你带人信主的时候，别人就感觉到神的爱是怎么样。
When you bring people to Christ, now they can experience the love of Christ.
我们在讲神的信息的时候，我们就会能够感觉到就是神的同在。
When we preach the gospel of Christ, we will feel His togetherness with us.
所以当我们将这些都综合起来的时候，我们可以说这个复活的生命是一个 supernatural life, 一个超自然的生命。
So when you put all of these parts together, then you see that this new life is extraordinary, is superhuman.
不是我们生出来就是有这种生命。
It is not a life that came with us when we were born.
这种复活的生命是这个圣灵所浇灌在我们身上的基督的生命。
This supernatural life is from the indwelling of the Spirit of Christ.
这种生命是从上头而来，就从天上而来的一种生命。
And this supernatural life comes straight from heaven.
以致这种生命就带有这个天上那种气息。
And this supernatural life brings the aroma of heaven.
所以当我们讲这复活生命的时候，我们也可以看到是将来我们的身体的复活是一个强壮的。
So when we see this resurrection life, we will see that in the days to come, when our flesh is reborn again, it is with strength.
Yeah, 所以我们也可以已经开始在今天可以享受到这个复活生命那种大能。
It is something that you can start experiencing today.
所以希伯来书就讲这是一个无穷生命的大能。
So the book of Hebrews is talk about this as the endless power of this new life.
所以我们也可以说这种复活的生命也是带有一种医治能力的生命。
So in other words, this new life also brings the power of healing.
以致当我们活在基督的复活的生命的时候呢，我们就可以得到这个医治。
So when we live in this new life, we also live in the life of healing.
我是宣道会的传道人。
I am a minister in the
Christian Missionary Alliance.
Christian.
这宣道会这个神训博士很讲这个耶稣基督的生命。
And then we focus on the life of Christ.
他又讲到这个生命来到我们里面的时候。
He talks about when his life comes to us.
就带来一种医治。
It will bring forth a healing.
不是单单我们患病的时候那种医治。
Not only a healing when you're sick.
是我们每天我们的生命的能力的一种更新。
But it is a power that comes to you every day of your life.
就是说不是我们要等到将来才有这复活的生命，是不是？
And I'm not saying that we have to wait until the future for us to receive this new life.
这个复活的生命是今天现在已经在我们身上了。
Tell you that it is today, it is right now that you have this new life.
这是好的无比的，就是神给我们信徒一个最大的一种福分。
And how great it is, this is the greatest blessings that God has given us.
因为耶稣基督已经从死里复活。
Because Christ has resurrected.
我们在基督已经开始可以享受到这复活的生命。
So that in Christ, now we get to enjoy this new life.
我们已经开始可以享受到这复活的大能。
That now we can enjoy the power of this new life.
所以我们怎么可以进到这个复活的生命？
So how do we enter into this new life?
当我们看保罗他的书信的时候，
So when we read the letters of Paul,
我们就可以看到保罗他怎么说呢？
Well, what does Paul say?
在腓立比书第三章第十节这里说，
In Philippians 3, 10, he says,
是我认识基督，晓得他复活的大能，并且晓得和他一同受苦，效法他的死。
That I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his suffering, being conformed to his death.
所以保罗对基督的认识是什么呀？
So what is Paul's knowing of Christ?
他就是晓得基督复活的大能。
Now that he knows the power of his resurrection,
晓得和他一同受苦，效法他的死。
The fellowship of his suffering, being conformed to his death.
所以就是说，我们怎么可以进入这个复活的生命？
Meaning that how do we enter into this resurrected life?
我们就要好像保罗说，晓得与他一同受苦，效法他的死。
Just like Paul, we have to suffer with him and understand the power of death.
所以就是说，这个复活跟这个受苦是个硬币的两面。
In other words, suffering and resurrection is the two sides of the coin.
就是保罗他是先与基督一同受苦，效法他的死，同时他也晓得基督复活的大能。
Meaning that Paul first suffered and conformed to Christ's death, then he got resurrection.
所以我们回到刚才我们所读的经文。
So if we go back to the verses that we just read,
我们说耶稣的死是他侍奉的高峰。
He says that we just said that there is the pinnacle of Christ when he died on the cross.
之前那种做教导的工作是非常重要。
All the teachings that took place beforehand are important.
因为这些教导已经是宣讲神的国已经来到当中。
Because all these teachings foreshow the coming of his kingdom.
这神迹奇事也是彰显神国度的大能已经在我们当中。
And all the signs and miracles shows that the power of God is already in us.
可是耶稣是借着他的死跟复活而掌权。
But Christ, it is through his death that he reigned among us.
所以在这里圣经说从此耶稣才指示他们。
So here is that from that time Jesus began to show.
这个门徒在先前已经听了耶稣许多的教训。
Meaning that the disciples has already heard a lot of teachings from Christ.
他们都看到耶稣所行的神迹奇事。
They have seen what Jesus has performed.
可是在这个一个 turning point, 一个转折点。
Now from that time, at that turning point,
耶稣才指示他们。
Then Jesus said to them,
这是一个新的启示。
This is now a new command.
一个是给门徒一个更大也是最大一个启示。
It is also the greatest revelation Christ will give to his disciples.
这个启示是什么呢？
What is this revelation?
他说他必须受长老、祭司、文士长许多的苦。
He said, now he will suffer from the hands of the scribes and the Pharisees.
被杀复活。
He will be killed and resurrected.
所以必须就是讲到就是他来 这必须就是一定要发生的。
Meaning that these are the things that must come true.
啊，就是说这个必须就是他被钉十字架是按着神的旨意而来的。
Meaning that when Christ went onto the cross, it is according to God's will.
所以当我们看耶稣，他说他必须要被钉十字架的时候。
So when we look at Christ and he says he must go to the cross.
我们说哎呀我们要享受耶稣基督复活大能，可是我们是不是也能够接受这必须与耶稣一同受苦呢？
So before we want to enjoy the power of his resurrection, don't we need to say that we must go with him to the cross?
接下来他就说受长老祭司文士许多的苦。
He says then he must suffer many things from the elders and chief priests and scribes.
就是他是落在这个坏人的手中。
Meaning that now he is going into the hands of the bad guys.
他被冤枉。
He will be blamed.
他受委屈。
He will be despised.
他受尽羞辱。
He will be despised.
他受尽痛苦。
And suffered.
当我们在纪念主的时候，我们感觉到啊。这是神的爱是何等的长阔高。
So when we remember that part of the Lord, let us remember how great is His love.
这个救恩，这个祝福，是带来一个很大的代价。
And this salvation and His blessings came with a great price.
耶稣在十字架上为我们付上这个代价。
It is on the cross that Jesus paid that price for us.
以致他被杀，而最后才有这个复活。
To the point where he was killed and he is resurrected.
所以当我们说我们也要进入这个基督复活的生命的时候呢
？So when we say we want to be part of his resurrected life,
在耶稣里，在这个地位上，我们是已经得到。
In Christ, in his position, yes, we have received it.
可是，在经历上，我们要在我们的每天的生活里面，也好像耶稣一样，就是知道，就是我们生命最大的。最高的启示就是怎么与他一同钉十字架。
But in reality, in our daily experience, it is important for us to remember that we must first go and suffer with him.
所以知道就是必须的。
Knowing that you must go.
啊，这是不可避免的事情。
It is something unavoidable.
所以别人说，假如有灾难临到你身上，你不要以为稀奇。
In other words, if tragedies come to you, don't be marveled. Don't be surprised.
把耶稣一说，他被杀就是。这个、背上是一个极度的啊，极度一个痛苦。
And Jesus is going to die a really suffering death.
啊，当你没有生命的时候，就一切都没有了。
And when your life is gone, then all is over.
所以感谢主，就是耶稣的生平并没有停在他被钉十字架。
But thanks to the Lord that Jesus' ministry didn't end at his death.
就是他最后他自己复活。
Because at the end, he is resurrected.
他靠神的大能复活。
Through the power of God, Christ is resurrected.
这个圣灵使他复活。
It is the Holy Spirit that made Christ resurrected.
所以是他能够胜过罪。
So now he can overcome sin.
他胜过死。
And now he overcome death.
他得到荣耀。
And now he receives glory.
他掌权。
And now he takes sovereignty.
所以腓比书第二章第十节就是因着神叫他升为至高。
So in Philippians chapter 2:10, for God now he is exalted.
赐给他那超乎万民之上的名。
And now he has received a name that is above all names.
叫一切在天上的地下地底下无不屈膝无不口称耶稣基督为主。
So all the one above heaven, on earth, and underneath all proclaim that he is God.
这就是这个复活所带来的荣耀。
This is the glory that comes forth from his resurrection.
神也是要将这荣耀浇灌在教会里面。
And it is this glory that now is bring forth to the church.
可是神是要将这荣耀浇灌在一个愿意背负十字架与他一同受苦的教会里面。
But God wants to give his blessings to a church that is willing to suffer with Christ.
所以当我们看耶稣的教导的时候
，So when we see Jesus teaching.
我们就看就是我们信徒怎么透过与基督同钉十字架来进入他这个荣耀的生命。
So let us understand as Christians, how do we enter into Christ's resurrected life?
第一就是在这段经文里面我们看到耶稣就叫门徒来跟从他。
So first, in this passage we read, Jesus said to his disciples, this is what you need to do.
就是第一就是要跟从耶稣16章24节。
So in verse 16:24, it says this,
或有人要跟从我
if anyone wishes to come after me
啊，就是跟从耶稣是第一步。
So to follow Christ is the first step.
跟从耶稣是什么意思？
What does it mean to follow Christ?
跟从耶稣就是放下一切而跟从他。
He said you must put everything down to follow me.
就是好像当时的门徒耶稣遇见彼得遇见安德烈的时候。
Just like when Christ met Peter and the rest of the disciples.
耶稣就跟他说你来跟从我。
And Jesus said you come follow me.
我要使你得人如得鱼。
That I will, you will catch men like you catch fish.
他又叫这个雅各跟约翰你来跟从我。
And then when he asked James and John to follow him.
所以这些他们跟从耶稣是怎么呢？
So how did they do it?
他们是马上放下他们的工作。
What they did was they first dropped everything.
他们是马上离开他们的父家。
Immediately they left their home.
这就是跟从。
And that's how they follow Christ.
啊，我们不能够回向后看。
That you no longer can look back.
啊，我们也不能够好像另外一个人，哎呀，先回家跟我的爸爸道别。
And not like another person in the Bible, I first must go home and say bye.
或者是，家人还有没有埋葬的，我先回去帮他埋葬。
I must first go bury my parents before I can come forward.
没有，当时第四世纪的门徒，他们就是这样完全的付上代价来跟从耶稣。
Because at that time, the disciples they dropped everything to follow Christ.
唯有这样的门徒，他们才可以看到就是神怎么能够大大的将这个复活的大能、圣灵的能力来赏赐给他。
And only these people are willing to drop everything, they can now come follow Christ.
所以耶稣也在这个约翰福音第十二章二十六节说
，So in John 12:16, Jesus said.
凡服侍我的就当跟从我。
Whoever wants to follow me must serve me.
啊，我在哪里，他们也在哪里。
Wherever I am, they will be.
啊，那么跟从耶稣就是耶稣去到什么地方，我们也去什么地方。
Meaning that wherever Jesus goes, we go with him.
所以这就是啊，我们做信徒的一个很大的挑战。
So this is a great challenge for all of our believers.
我在1974年在念大学之后信耶稣。
I believed in Christ in 1974.
那么那时候就是我们有那个这个冬令会。
At that time it was a winter conference.
那冬令会里面有1000多个完全是学生来参加聚会。
And during the winter conference, there's about 1,000 students at that place.
在呼召的时候就很多人就出去了。
When the calling came forth, a lot of people went up.
可是到最后。他们出去传道的有几个呢
？But at the end, all those people that were called, how many went out to preach?
啊，现在经过几十年之后，我可以想到，可以记得到的。
After a few decades, the ones that I still remember,
好像只有一个。
I think there's only one person.
那是比我低班的。
And that person is younger than me.
啊，这个还好，就是因为他做了医生之后呢。
Well, after he became a doctor,
后来神就呼召他就参加这个 Weekly Bible Translator 威克里夫这个翻译做圣经翻译。
Then God called on him to do the Weekly Bible Translations.
另外一个就是他先做工程师。
And then another person, he was an engineer.
后来在教会里面来做这个义务的传道。
And then later on, he did the voluntary preaching.
Yeah.你看很多时候我们有时也好像这些人一样是不是
So a lot of times we're just like them.
很多时候我们似乎能够完全得到耶稣
A lot of times do we really receive Christ?
是在乎我们怎么完全的放下
That depends on how much you're willing to let go.
所以保罗他在腓比书第三章怎么说呢
So Paul in Philippians chapter 3 he said
我是看万事如粪土为了得着基督
He said that I see everything else as dung and I only focus on Christ.
我已经丢弃万事
That I'm willing to give up everything.
就是要得着基督
so that I may regain Christ.
看万事如粪土，就是这个价值观的一个改变。
When you see everything else as worthless, that means that now your perspective has changed.
就是你愿意为主的缘故完全的放弃。
That now before Christ, you're willing to give up everything.
这价值观的改变。
Your value system has changed.
第二就是他已经丢弃万事。
And then after that, he's willing to let everything go.
为要得着基督。
So that he may gain Christ.
就是这实际上你怎么放弃，是不是？
Because in reality, is how can you let go?
啊，所以这是不容易的。
And I tell you, it's not easy.
因为我们还是有血有气的一个人，是不是？
Because in flesh and blood, we have needs.
啊，你是要生活的。
Yes, you have to live your life.
啊，假如你是为主的缘故放下呢？
If you're letting everything go for God,
怎么办呢？
What are you to do?
所以我74年信主的时候，我就读到这个路加福音第9章23节。
So when I believed in Christ back in 74, I read this passage in Luke chapter 9.
人要跟从我，就当舍己，天天背起他十字架跟着我。
Whoever wants to come after me, he must deny himself and carry his cross to follow me.
所以跟从跟这个舍己，就是将我们所喜欢做的。我们所拥有的，我们都放下。
So to follow and to deny yourself means that you're letting go of everything that you previously loved.
所以当我信主之后，就马上写一封信给我的爸爸。爸爸，啊，我那个生意，我那一份产业，我不要了。
So the first thing I did after believing Christ is I wrote a letter to my father and said, I am forfeiting my inheritance from you.
那时候我还没结婚，也不知道那个后果是怎么样。
At that time it was before my marriage, I didn't know the consequences of
that. 没有结婚，没有孩子，你不要紧嘛，是吗？
I was not married, I didn't have no kids, so I didn't care.
广东叫单身寡楼，就是一个单身一个人，不要紧。
In Cantonese, it means that I am happily single, so why would I care?
死就死吧，是吧？
If I die, so be it.
可是当你有太太的时候要养家。
But when you get married, when you have to support a family.
当你有孩子的时候的话，就更不容易。
When you have children, then it's harder to let go.
因为孩子们他们在教会长大压力很大，你知道吗？
Because it is hard for the children to grow up.
要什么都要穿名牌的。
They want the brand name clothes.
他不会知道，就是爸爸就做传道宁愿就是做一个贫穷的人。
They don't understand that when their parents want to be ministers, they may not have a rich life.
可是那群众要 peer pressure 很大。
But from peer pressures, they want things.
我们以前长大的时候有什么名牌不名牌，是不是？
So when we were growing up, we didn't care about brand name.
一件衣服穿就好了。
Well, if I could put something on me, then that's good enough.
是吧？而且呢，我们都是去裁缝店做的，就是没有牌子的。
Of course, we go to the tailor shop to get clothes, so there's no brand name.
所以并不会哪里都看看你有什么牌子。
They won't lift the back of the jacket to look at the brand name of your clothes.
现在他们全部都是什么？放在这里就是印在你这里，哎呀，你也跑不了。
But nowadays, all the brand names is shown in the front.
所以我刚出来做传道的时候呢，就是我上一个教会就是在那做了13年。
So when I was ministering a church, I spent 13 years.
我还是觉得很清高，就是哎呀，有学位不要紧，就是随随便便就好了。
I thought to myself that yes, with great education, so what? I'm doing great things.
后来就一个聚会之后，一个教会一对夫妇就跟我谈。
Then after a meeting, a couple from the church came up and spoke to me.
黄牧师啊。
And they said, Pastor Wong.
这是领带有很多不同的牌子。
That there's different brand names on the tie.
他说一些好的呢，就是这个 Tommy Hilfiger.
And then she said that for a Tommy Hilfiger is a great brand.
再好的好像 Calvin Klein.
If better, then you can get Calvin Klein.
更好的就是 Hugo Boss.
Even better, you can get Hugo Boss.
我的就是每次都是 Sears 买的。鞋是那个我也忘记什么牌子，总之是鞋是最便宜，十几块就可以买到。
But I purchased mine from Sears, it's non-brand.
我跟在神学院以前在加拿大神学院去教书的时候，我跟一群同工去教书的时候，他们最会去的地方就去是 Salvation Army。
So when I was in the Bible college,
哇，我看到他很拿手，一进到那边，很快就把几条这个领带出来。
We often go to Salvation Army to purchase our tie.
对，一块钱一条。
The tie is cost $1 a piece.
我再看，我说，为什么我的领带就好像那殡仪馆那些领带呀？哎呀，虽然我们是爱主，可是别人不会觉得你是这样的，是吗？因为香港就是先看来，后看人。
So even though we are ministers, sometimes we cannot stop to think whatever people see of me.
Yeah, 因为所以他讲他上老是看到你的领带，为什么这么旧的？
So when I'm on the podium, when I'm speaking, they will see how come I wear an old tie every time.
后来还好。
But it's okay.
我一次去中国短宣。
One time I shot a short missionary trip to China.
就去了鼓浪屿，我的孩子说，
啊，你帮我买啊一些茶叶回来。
And my children asked me to bring back some tea leaves with me.
也帮我买一些茶具回来。
And bring me some tools for making teas.
所以我就买了，因为这茶叶很大大包，哎呀，我怎么办呢？又要带回来。
So I took with me a big bag of tea leaves, and I thought to myself, how do I bring this back?
啊，所以要买一个包。
So that I have to buy now a new luggage.
哇，真好！哇，那个是 Prada 的包。
And then I bought a Prada bag.
我一辈子都没有用过这 Prada 的 product。
I've never used a Prada bag before.
哎呀，所以我就那时候我就非常感觉到就是一种荣耀感。
And then I felt that I was prideful.
可是当我这拿东西出去，我也是一种羞耻感。
But then when I put it into it, then I felt shame.
这是假货嘛
？Because it is a fake bag.
我从来都没穿过 Hugo Boss 的东西。
I never wore something from Hugo Boss.
后来我的儿子又将一些 Hugo Boss 的 product 给我。
But then my son gave me some Hugo Boss product.
哎，我说你这个 Hugo Boss 是哪里来的
？Then I asked him, where did you get this Hugo Boss?
他说 online 上网上买的。
He said I purchased them online.
多少钱
？How much was it?
I don't know. 我肯定知道那不是真货。
But I'm sure it's not real.
因为我一次去香港看我的岳父的时候
，Because one time when I went to Hong Kong to visit my in-law，
在那栋楼啊，那个看门那个也是穿 Hugo Boss，
and in that building I saw someone wearing Hugo Boss，
跟我的一样
，kind of like mine，
肯定不是真的
，but I'm sure it wasn't real as well，
就是我们愿意为主摆上
，so meaning that we are willing to give it up for God，
有时我们是要付上那代价，是不是？
And yes, a lot of times you have to pay the price.
你是爱穷不要紧。
That it is okay to be poor.
可是你儿子啊，儿女呢，他们没钱就买那些名牌衣的时候，他们就很辛苦。
But what if your children they want brand names?
最好就是去一些最穷的教会啊，大家都没有什么穿的。
Well, maybe the best thing is just go to a poor church, so everyone
will
see. 他
穿的就最好。
So no one would compare.
舍己就是。我们愿意为主的缘故来摆上一些。
To deny yourself, meaning that for Christ, you're willing to let go of yourself.
我们知道那个代价是怎么样的。
We now know the price to pay.
就是我们愿意穷。
Is that we are willing to not want anymore?
我们愿意受苦。
We're willing to suffer.
可是我们也要愿意受气。
But then you also need to understand that you could be despised.
所以林道亮牧师说，你做传道人第一次是要受苦。
So be a minister. First, understand that you will suffer.
受苦不要紧，受气就很难受。
Not only you will suffer, but you also be despised.
哎呀，你受气真的很不容易。
To be despised is not easy.
所以耶稣说，我们跟从神的我们要放下一切来跟从神。
So Christ says, if you come after me, you must give up everything.
我们要好像保罗一样，是看万事如粪土。
Just like Paul, he sees everything now as dung.
我们要愿意就是。为主的缘故，就是完全的放弃一切。
That now we're willing for Christ's sake, we give up everything.
耶稣接下来就是凡上吊生命的，为他上吊生命的，必得着生命。
And then Christ says, whoever loses his life for my sake will find it.
凡为我上吊生命，得着生命。
Whoever wishes to save his life will lose it.
就是我们为主的缘故，我们愿意就是。上吊生命，这可能对门徒来讲，就是他们一些可能会为主殉道。
So for Christ's sake to give up your life for the disciples, that means that to be martyr.
耶稣也说，只要他要保存生命的，就是上他的生命。
And then Jesus also said, for whoever wishes to save his life will lose it.
就算都是信徒，就是我们不愿意上吊这个生命。
So if you're not willing to lose your life,
当我们面对这个十字架的时候，有些人他们会跑掉的。
For people when they face the cross, they may run away.
因为十字架是不容易的。
Because the cross is not easy.
十字架是痛苦的。
The cross is pain.
所以就是耶稣给门徒的挑战。
Meaning that this is the challenge that Jesus set forth for his followers.
就是他们都要愿意的，怎么？完全的来为主，甚至来上吊他们的生命。
That are the followers willing to give up even their life to follow Christ.
主耶稣在约翰福音第十二章二十五节。
So in John 1:25.
所以那段经文就说，因为麦子越播不播在地里死。
12:25 it says, if the grain of wheat is not willing to go to the ground and die,
人就是一粒,
then it will just be one grain.
所以就是说, 这个为主而死, 为主上吊,
but if someone is willing to die and give up their life for Christ,
这就是我们进入,
and that's how we enter
复活的生命,
into the life of resurrection.
接下来在第16章26节,
and then in 16:26 of Matthew, it says,
他说, 人若赚了全世界赔上自己的生命, 有什么益处呢?
For what will it profit a man if he gains the whole world but forfeits his soul?
人能拿什么来换生命呢?
Or what will a man give in exchange for his soul?
我们可以就是唱很美的诗歌,
that yes, we can sing this beautiful song.
面对世界很多的瘾,有的时候我们是否能够放弃?
But when we actually face the temptation of this world, are you willing to give up?
我们是否真的愿意放下去这个世界?
That in your life, are you willing to give and let it go?
那种名誉,
let go of your pride,
地位,
your position,
薪水,
your salary,
别人的尊崇,
other people's respect.
这不容易,
I tell you, this is not easy.
我们很多都说我们愿意,
a lot of us will say that yes, we're willing.
甚至要我们放下的时候我们愿意,
but when you actually have to do it, are you really doing it?
Billy Graham 有一个很著名的就是常常跟他唱歌这个 George Beveridge 个子高高大大唱歌很大声的
Brother Billy Graham, he has one of his co-workers Paul, a tall guy who sings really loudly.
这个 George Beveridge 他以前刚开始的时候,
in the beginning of their fellowship, the ministry,
他是在芝加哥的电台唱歌的,
he started as a singer in a radio station in Chicago.
所以当这个 Billy Graham 叫他来参加这个布道团的时候,
so when Billy Graham invited Paul to join his ministry,
他就有这样的一个选择,
now Paul has to make this choice.
他是不是愿意为格里汉刚开始那个布道团唱歌?
Is he willing to sing for the ministry of Billy Graham?
或者是为这个芝加哥的电台唱歌?
Or does he want to stay in the radio station in Chicago and be a singer?
这是一个选择,
that's a choice to make.
这个选择就决定了他将来是怎么样的,
and this choice that he's going to make will decide his life.
他可以做一个歌星, 赚很多的钱,
he could stay as a singer and make a lot of money.
或者他可以参加这个格里汉的布道团,
or he could join Billy Graham in his ministry.
可是刚开始的施工, 你根本不知道他将来会怎么样,
but when the ministry is just starting, no one knows how far it would take off.
所以最后这个 George Beveridge 就做了一个决定,
so at the end, this brother, he made a choice,
就是参加格里汉的布道团,
is he chose to join Billy Graham.
所以他常常一首诗歌, 我宁愿有耶稣胜过一切,
so the song that he loves to sing is, I'd rather have Jesus than anything else.
我宁愿有耶稣胜过这一切,
I'd rather have Jesus than anything else.
可是世界的引诱力很大,
but I tell you, the temptation of this world is so great.
耶稣刚出来传道的时候, 或者是还有出来传道的时候, 撒旦就引他到山上给他, 给这个世上一切的荣华给他看,
when Jesus just started preaching, when his ministry is just started, Satan tempted him with all the riches of this world.
你看这些脚领向我跪拜一下就全部都给你了,
Satan says, if you bow to me, I'll give you everything you see.
神给耶稣那条道路就是透过十字架死跟痛苦来得到世界,
the path that God gave Jesus is the path of suffering and humbleness.
这个世界的王给耶稣的道路就是 shortcut,
but the 捷径, the king of the world is giving Jesus a shortcut.
拜拜他,
all he got to do is bow to Satan.
很快, 一下子就可以 instant success, 就马上得到,
and then at that moment Jesus could be the king.
可是耶稣要我们怎么呢?
But then what did Jesus ask us to do?
耶稣说, 我们若赚了全世界, 却赔上自己生命, 又有什么益处?
Jesus says, what will you gain if you forfeit your soul?
很多基督徒他一天到晚就是为了这个世界的工作
而忙碌。
A lot of Christians we spend our whole life working for the world.
啊，他们以为就是哎，我们周末来教会唱诗。
And they think that on the weekend if they come and sing songs,
啊，来教会能够得到一些鼓励，一些帮忙。
If they come to the church, encourage others and be encouraged.
啊，回到我们的职场呢，啊，我们就打拼。
Then I can go back to work and fight again.
假如你打拼是，假如是为了赚钱，赚了钱奉献给教会，这是对的。
If your goal to work and make money is so that you can give it to the church, then you have a great motive.
假如你赚钱是为自己，是错的。
But yet, if you're making money for yourself, then it's wrong.
很多时候，我们教会的弟兄姐妹呢，他们都会讲很属灵的话。
A lot of times, our brothers and sisters, they say spiritual things.
啊，一次我就跟一个弟兄说，他是先跟我说，啊，牧师啊，你讲到太过 high level, 太高调了。
So one time, one of the brothers approached me and said, Pastor, your words, your sermons is too high level.
我就问他一个问题。
So I asked him this question.
你有没有十奉献？
I asked him, do you tithe?
他就不再跟我讲了。
And then he walked away.
就离开了。
He walked away.
十奉献难吗？
Is it hard to give a tenth of what you have?
十奉献容易明白吗？
Is tithe easy to understand?
容易明白吗？容易嘛，是吧？
It should be simple.
你的所赚到的钱，十分之一拿给教会奉献给主。
Whatever you have received, give a tenth to your church.
那个 is not rocket science, 是不是？
It is
不是那个打火箭那种数学，很简单，就是十分之一就十分之一。
A tenth of what you have is really not rocket science math.
可是做起来呢？
But you actually do it.
你算一算，假如你一年赚5万块，那么你拿5000块出来呢？
Calculate it. If you make 50 a year, then you have to give 5.
5000块可以买到一部很好的，那个现在那个 4K 或者是什么很大的电视是吗？
5G is can get you a great TV.
啊，假如你是赚10万块，那就拿要100万，50万就拿5万块出来。
If you make 500, then you get 50.
5万块，你可以算算，5万块已经买到一台很好的 Lexus。
It's about $50,000 to get you a great Lexus。
我们这样算一算的话呀，
so if you look at it
that way, 一下啊，这么多钱出来了，不简单。
If you think about it that way, it's not easy to give。
我在教神学的时候，有一个学生经过说，教会的牧师没有谁奉献。
So when I'm teaching, one of the students said, the professors don't give a tenth of what
they make. 不是 professor, one of the pastors.
Or one of the pastors don't give a tenth of what they make.
Wow, 我就听见很震惊。
And then I was really surprised.
因为我们做传道的应该是就是做众人的榜样，是吗？
Because as ministers, we should be the example of the others.
这就是我们怎么放下，这很重要。
Meaning that it is...important to learn how to let go.
因为呢，他不肯放下的时候，他就丧去他生命。
Because if you're not willing to let go, then you'll lose your life.
在非洲
in Africa,
那边的土人他怎么去抓那个猴子
？A lot of natives, how do they capture a monkey?
那猴子啊，他们一来，他们就跑得很快。
Because the monkey they run away really fast.
他们跳到树上去，你就抓不到它。
Once they climb onto the tree, then forget about it.
可是但是土人他们非常聪明
，but the natives they are smart。
他们就用一个瓶
，they use a bottle，
但是比这个大很多
，a bigger bottle。
下面全部都是那些香蕉啊，很可口的猴子喜欢吃的
，with bananas and the favorite foods of the monkeys。
可是那个瓶口呢是这么长的
，but then at the very top end of it is a really narrow neck。
那么那猴子他们哎呀看到下面全部都是这些美味可口的那些水果啊什么东西他们喜欢吃的
Inside the bottle is all the monkey's favorite fruit
所以他们的手就伸进去拿了
So that the monkey will try to reach in with his arm
拿到一抓住不肯放手
Now the monkey grabbed the fruit
可是当他们手要出来的时候哎呀就被那个瓶颈啊就是顶住了
But when the monkey tried to get his arm out Then it caught on the neck of the bottle
问题是怎么样假如他们放手的话呢他们就可以逃了
So what is the problem? If they let go, then they can move their arm out.
可是他们不愿意放手。
But they are not willing to let go.
所以他们 get caught, 就是他的的手就是在一个瓶里面就是给瓶子就是拉住了。
So their arm got caught in the bottle.
所以那些土人就将他们抓去。
And the native could move in and catch them.
他们得到瓶里面的美食。
Yes, the monkey got the fruits in the bottle.
他们失去他们的生命。
But yet they lost their life.
我们做跟从主的人。
So as Christ followers,
我们是不是就是真的愿意将这个世界的东西放下？
Are you willing to let go of things of this world?
很简单的，就是我们是不是开始做这个奉献，十一奉献？
Simply put, are you giving a tenth of what you make?
你知道吗？假如教会有十个做工的人奉献，我们就可以支持一个传道人，是不是？
Do you know that if there's 10 workers in the church that give a tenth of what they have, then now they can support one minister?
十个，假如教会五十个人呢，每个都十奉献，就可以支持五个传道人。
So if you do the math, if there's 50 working people in the church, then now they can support 5 ministers.
哇，教会就怎么样？
Then what would the church do?
不得了，是不是？而且教会的人都愿意这个放弃世界，不贪爱世界。
Also, if the churchgoers, if they're willing to let go things of this world,
愿意真的为主摆上了。
If they're willing to offer it to God,
我们就会看到神祝福领导教会。
Then you see that God will bless your church.
约翰一书第二章十五节。
First John 2:15 says,
不要爱世界和世界上的事。
He said, don't love the world or the things of the
world. 人若爱世界，爱神的心就不在他里面。
If you love the world, then you don't love God.
我们的问题是分心的一个问题，是不是？
Our problem is that we can't focus.
我们很多时候我们说爱神，可是也看到这世界多么美。
A lot of times we can say that we love God, but we also love other things.
我们也爱世界。
We also love the world.
教会的动力是在于我们爱神的心。
Now, the force of the church relies on how much we love God.
就假如教会的弟兄姐妹真的爱主，愿意放弃世界，完完全全的投入来服侍的时候，教会就不得了。
If brother and sisters are all willing to give up the world and love the church, then your church will be so strong.
初期教会怎么样呢？
Oh, what did the church realize in the beginning stage?
耶稣呼召那十二个门徒。
Jesus called on his disciples.
十二门徒他们除了犹大之外，他是贪爱世界卖主，其他的他们完完全全的就是放下一切来跟从主。
Out of the 12 disciples, only one disciple loved the world. The rest of them, they loved God with all their
heart. 这帮人就使整个世界改变过来。
And it is through this man that the world is changed.
教会在这个世界所发产生的影响，一是在乎我们是不是每个人都愿意背起十字架对付自己来跟从耶稣。
The influence of the church or the power of the church rely completely of how much you're willing to give up yourself for God.
最后就是与主受苦。
And lastly, are you willing to suffer with God, with the Lord?
就是耶稣被钉十字架。
Is that when Christ went onto the cross,
我们也照样的与主同钉十字架。
That we have to go to the cross with him.
就当我们讲这个被钉十字架的时候，
When we talk about the crucifixion,
在罗马书第五章，这个与主同钉十字架，保罗接下来就说我们怎么对神的旨意一个完全的一个顺服。
In Romans chapter 5, after Paul talked about his crucifixion, he talked about how we have to give ourselves up for his service.
我们对神的旨意、对神的话语一个完全的顺服。
How we have to offer ourselves completely for God's will.
可是，在哥林多后书第四章第十到十二节。
But in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, 10 to 12,
其实从第七节开始，
in fact, starting from verse 7,
这里说我们有这宝贝放在瓦器里，要显明这莫大的能力是出于神，不是出于我们。
It says that we have now this treasure in us, that is from God, not from us.
我们四面受敌却不被困住，
that even though we feel bounded,
心里作难却不致失望。
But then don't be dismayed.
遭逼迫却不被丢弃。
We are persecuted, but we're not thrown away.
打倒了却不致死亡。
That we cannot proclaim to death.
第十节，身上常常带着耶稣的死。
So now in verse 10, now we now show the depth of Christ.
是耶稣的圣也显明在我们身上。
So that his depth can be revealed through us.
因为我们这活着的人是常为耶稣被交于死地。
Because the one that are living, we are living through Christ's death.
所以耶稣的生在我们这必死的身上显明出来。
So that Christ's life can be revealed through the death.
这样看来，死是在我们身上发动。
So that we will now see that death no longer has power.
生却在你们身上发动。
But it is living that's revealed through us.
这段经文是什么意思呢？
What does this verse mean?
保罗是讲他自己在他服事里面所受到各样的困苦。
Paul mentions that in his ministry, he is being persecuted in many ways.
他就是透过十字架来看这个苦难。
But he only see all this suffering through the cross.
他是说他为耶稣的缘故被交于死地。
He says that for Christ's sake, he faced death.
就是被交于死地，就是他被人就是放在十字架上。
Meaning that he is now put on the cross by man.
啊。就是苦难
and that's his suffering.
我们也是好像保罗一样要看透过十字架的亮光来看我们人生的苦难
so just like Paul we have to see our suffering through the cross
就是我们要透过保罗这个教导说我们是被交于死地就是不是以自己找来的
The meaning is that just like Paul, when you see these sufferings, you see that the suffering is not just for you.
啊，有时是一些人，他们因为他们的罪的缘故，因为他们的阴谋的缘故，因为他们抵挡真理的缘故，将我们放交在十字架上。
A lot of times we suffer because of the sins of the people around us. They put us on the cross.
以致保罗说是在我们身上发动。
To a point that now death has power on us.
生就在你们身上发动。
And it is also at that time that the life can empower us.
所以就是保罗他这个复活的生命是在这个死亡的境界里面而发出来的。
Meaning that Paul is telling us that life can come through death.
这个十字架是一种死亡。
That yes, the cross represents death.
这个十字架是一种苦难，是一种痛苦。
And yes, the crucifixion represents pain and suffering.
可是在这个苦难里面，神就赐给我们这个复活的生命。
But it is through this suffering that Christ can give us this abundant life.
今天我们活在这个世界。
So today we live in this world.
我相信啊，我们有。不同的苦难
and I believe that we all have different suffering.
啊，我们有不同的十字架
that we all have a cross to carry.
耶稣说你要背起你的十字架来跟从我
but Christ says, carry your cross and follow me.
不是要你背别人十字架
He's not asking you to carry someone else's cross.
耶稣说你要背起你的十字架
but Christ says, carry your own cross to follow me.
啊，我们不需要陷入别人
that we don't have to envy the other people.
啊，也是我跟师母坐下来谈
Sometimes I would talk to my wife.
啊，我们做传道也不是那么容易。
And I said it is not easy to be minister.
可是我觉得就是这是主给我们。
But I believe that it is God's calling for me.
啊，别人有别人的十字架，我们不需要羡慕。
Other people they have their cross, we don't have to envy them.
因为主给我们十字架，也有主给我们足够的恩典。
Because the cross that the Lord gave us, He also gave us the grace to go through it.
就是当我们愿意顺服的时候，我们就能够经历到这个复活的大能。
It is when we're willing to be obedient, then now we can experience His power.
我在1996年的时候
1996,
就发生一件很不愉快的事情。
Bad thing happened.
那时候刚好是这个圣诞节。
It was Easter.
Yeah, Good Friday.
A Good Friday.
Yeah, 所以呢，我们教会。我们是母堂，那么有五六百人聚会，还有三个分堂，我们就有一个联合的受难节的聚会。
So it was a great church. We have many many meetings, but then together we have a combined worship.
因为我刚去了教会，一般人都有这个 honeymoon period， 这个蜜月期。
So I just got to that church, so I was in my honeymoon period with the church.
我又没有蜜月期，很快就发生事情。所以我那时候我是因为你刚去你是那个母堂的主任牧师所以就要讲道
so I just got there and I was the speaker
所以我去的时候
我就想，哎呀，我这么痛苦，怎么去讲呢？
So when I was there, I thought that I was in great pain. What was I to say?
我就开车去的时候，神就给我说，其实这就是你这个侍奉的高峰。
And that when I was driving there, Christ spoke to me and said, this is now the pinnacle of your ministry.
Climax, 就是 你整个侍奉耶稣整个侍奉的高峰就是他上十字架。
What you're going through is the climax of Christ's ministry is when he went onto the cross.
所以我得到这句话之后我就很得到安慰。
So after I got Christ's word, I feel comfort.
所以这个十字架呢啊、不是一下子就离开我。
So that this cross will never depart from me.
这个十字架是十几年之后、才、也不是离开就是、那一个阶段的对付。
So I carried this cross with me for many years until another、segment of my life.
可是在这么漫长的十字架的对付里面
But、
something happened, 事情发生了。
Long time of me carrying this cross.
我以前听到很羡慕一些人讲，哎呀，他怎么进入基督的安息
？Before I'm always envious of people that talked about how they may enter into the peace of Christ.
啊，我常常看一些书，哎呀，怎么进入这个得胜的生命
？And then I always want to know how do you have this overcoming life?
没想到就是啊、在这些受苦受难。这十字架的对付的日子
And I never thought about it is the time when you're facing your own cross
我就在不知不觉间又感受到这个基督复活的大能
Then without even knowing about it I experienced the power of his resurrection
所以弟兄姐妹
So brother and sisters
在我们的生命里面我们都有我们的苦难
In our daily livings we all have our pain and sorrow
都有我们的十字架
We have our own cross
可是这十字架是塑造我们成为一个最能够被神使用的一个人。
But the cross is the vessel that will build us up and edify us.
啊，这个十字架是塑造我们成为一个最美的一个基督徒。
It is the cross that will make us a better Christian.
因为十字架的对付就带来我们的自我的老我的死。
Because the cross bring forth is the death of your old self.
基督的荣耀的形象，他的生命就在我们这一死身上显现出来。
Now it is through the death of our old self that the glory of Christ gets to be revealed.
我们知道这个钻石跟这个 graphite 中文是什么？啊，石墨是吗？啊，石墨 graphite 就是黑黑的。
So we see what is,、we know what is graphite and、diamond.、
diamond 就是钻石。
A diamond and graphite.
两个的元素是什么
？What is the common element between the two? It is
carbon. 它分别是什么呢
？What is the difference between diamond and graphite?
就是树倒在地下之后，就是被埋在地里面。
He said, when a tree fell, it's buried underground.
啊，经过很长的日子啊，它就慢慢。他的、那个 nature 就慢慢性质就改了。
It is through a long time under intense pressure, the nature of、the wood is now transformed.
啊，早期就变成煤炭是吗
？And first it will become carbon.、
后来就变成这个 graphite.
And then it will become graphite.、
再经过更长的时间
，and after even a longer time，
更高的温度。
A really high temperature,
更大的压力
very intense pressure.
这最后就变成什么
？And lastly, what would it become?
钻石
It will become diamond.
属灵的生命就是这样。
And that's the same for spiritual life.
我们不要厌恶这个长期神给我们这个对付。
So don't be despised about the pressure that you're facing.
当我们伏在神的大能之下。
When we bow down to the power of His resurrection,
我们的生命就慢慢的有一种转化。
Then you see that your life will start transforming.
这种转化就使到我们能够变成基督那个荣耀的形象。
And this transformation will give you the likeness of Christ.
可是这是一个选择。
But it is a choice you have to make.
就是这个选择，就是我们愿意。背负耶稣基督的十字架。
The choice is that are you willing to carry his cross, your cross?
这条 道是引往这个基督复活的生命的道路。
And this cross is the path that leads you to Christ's resurrected life.
我们都羡慕得到这个生命。
That we all want this new life.
可是需要我们付代价。
But you have to first pay a price.
需要我们做选择。
You first need to make a choice.
需要我们忍耐。
You first need to endure.
需要我们继续的跟从主。
You first need to follow.
请大家同心祷告。
Let us pray.
主，我们感谢。